This is English USA on VOA. Now lesson 36.
В эфире 36-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня мы продолжим изучение вопросов и ответов о времени проведения разных мероприятий. Мы повторим также слова и выражения из прошлых уроков. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Biology.
Биология.
Demonstration.
Демонстрация.
Education.
Образование.
Environment.
Окружающая среда. Среда обитания.
History.
История.
Pollution.
Загрязнение.
Someone.
Кто-то.
Everyone.
Каждый. Все.
Demonstrate.
Принимать участие в демонстрации.
Pollute.
Загрязнять.
Environmental.
Относящийся к окружающей среде, к среде обитания.
Elementary.
Начальный.
Come back.
Возвращаться.
Clean up.
Убирать, подбирать. Мартин Лернер и его коллега Кара посещают университетский городок, где студенты проводят демонстрацию против загрязнения окружающей среды. Мартин и Кара беседуют с несколькими студентами. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов.
Hello, I'm Martin Lerner. I'm a reporter. Who are you?
I'm Nancy Kabelstis.
May I talk to you? I want to ask some questions.
Maybe.
Are you a student?
Yes.
What are you studying?
Elementary education.
Are you going to be a teacher?
Of course.
Good morning. I'm Jackie.
What are you doing here, Jackie?
I'm a student. I'm studying history.
What are you doing here today?
Oh, we're demonstrating.
When is the demonstration?
In the afternoon.
No, it isn't. It's this morning.
Let's ask those students.
Good morning. I'm Kara Gutierrez. I'm a reporter. May I ask you some questions?
Okay. Where are you from?
I'm a reporter for the Voice of America. Who are you?
I'm Vince Anzalone.
Are you a student?
Yes, I'm a student at the university.
Are you a student at this university?
Of course.
Are all these people students?
Yes, they are not all from this university.
Where are they from?
I don't know.
What are you studying?
I'm studying biology.
What is this demonstration?
It's about pollution.
What do you mean?
Pollution. You know, pollution.
What kind of pollution?
Environmental pollution. Pollution in the river.
When is the demonstration?
It's now. This is the demonstration.
What are the students going to do?
They're going to talk. They're going to sing. Some are going to speak. Some are going to read things. They're going to demonstrate.
When is someone going to speak?
Before lunch. Maybe after lunch, too.
Are they going to the river?
Yes, we're going to walk to the river. We're going to look at the pollution.
When are you going to the river?
At 12 o'clock. We want everyone to see the river.
Когда мы задаем вопрос о приблизительном времени или о периоде времени, мы обычно начинаем его со слова when, когда. Например, when is the demonstration? Когда состоится демонстрация? Послушайте несколько примеров.
When is the demonstration?
In the afternoon.
No, it isn't. It's in the morning.
When is the demonstration?
It's now.
When are you going to the river?
At 12 o'clock.
Обратите внимание, отвечая на вопрос, начинающийся со слова when, мы можем указать приблизительное или точное время. Например, in the afternoon, at 12 o'clock. Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте вслед за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
I am going to the movies. I am going to the movies.
When are you going to the movies? When are you going to the movies?
In an hour. In an hour.
I'm leaving for New York. I'm leaving for New York.
When are you leaving? When are you leaving?
I'm leaving at 2:15. I'm leaving at 2:15. I will visit my cousin there. I will visit my cousin there.
When are you going to visit your cousin? When are you going to visit your cousin?
I will visit him on the weekend. I will visit him on the weekend.
I'm going to watch a new comedy on TV. I'm going to watch a new comedy on TV.
When does it start? When does it start?
It starts at 8:30. It starts at 8:30.
Теперь вы задайте, пожалуйста, Мартину вопросы со словом when.
We are going to a demonstration.
Спрашивайте живее. When is the demonstration?
We are going to the river.
Живее. When are you going to the river?
Hello, Martin.
Hello. When is the demonstration? I've been talking to some students. They don't know.
I talked to one student. The demonstration is now. This is the demonstration.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире наша программа «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Со мной в студии наши сотрудники Барбара Марков и Пол Карни. Во второй части урока мы продолжим изучение вопросов о приблизительном времени проведения тех или иных мероприятий. Мартин Лернер и его коллега Кара присутствуют на демонстрации студентов против загрязнения окружающей среды и спрашивают их о времени проведения разных событий и мероприятий.
What are you doing?
I'm demonstrating.
What's that?
It's a story. It's a story about pollution. It's a story about the river. The river was clean.
When was the river clean?
Many years ago. Now the environment is polluted. Here, read the story.
The river is polluted.
Of course. Our environment is polluted.
What are you going to do?
We're going to clean it up.
You're going to clean up the river?
We're going to clean up everything.
When are you going to clean up the river?
This year.
Hi, I'm Kara. Who are you?
I'm Heather.
I'm Alicia. Are you a student?
No, I'm a reporter.
Good. Where are you from?
Washington.
What newspaper are you from?
I'm not from a newspaper. I'm from the Voice of America. I write for radio.
What are you doing here?
I want to talk to students. I want to write a story about the demonstration. What are you doing here?
We're demonstrating. I don't like pollution.
Look at the river. It's polluted. I want to clean up the river.
What are you going to do?
We're going to work. We're going to talk.
And write and speak.
Hello, Kara. This is Vince. He's going to show me the river. Can you come?
Yes. This is Heather, and this is Alicia.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm happy to meet
here?
You. May I come with you?
Of course. Do you want to come?
I can't. I'm going to meet someone.
When are you going to meet them?
Before lunch.
Come with us. We're going to come back.
When are you going to come back?
In a few minutes.
I want to see the river.
We want to clean up the river.
We want to clean up the city. We want to clean up everything.
We have to clean up the environment.
В ответах на вопросы о времени, начинающиеся со слова when, когда, мы обычно указываем приблизительное время. Вот послушайте.
When was the river clean?
Many years ago.
When are you going to clean up the river?
This year.
When are you going to meet them?
Before lunch.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
When are you going to the park? When are you going to the park?
I think I'll go there in the evening. I think I'll go there in the evening. The weather is nice, and I'll also go to the river. The weather is nice, and I'll also go to the river.
When are you going to the river? When are you going to the river?
I'll go there after lunch. I'll go there after lunch.
We have a meeting in the conference hall. We have a meeting in the conference hall.
When is the meeting? When is the meeting?
It begins after lunch. It begins after lunch.
What time does it end? What time does it end?
I don't know. It'll probably last for a few hours. I don't know. It'll probably last for a few hours.
Теперь вы задайте, пожалуйста, вопросы со словом when Мартину.
They are going to the demonstration.
Спрашивайте поскорее. When are they going to the demonstration?
They are going to the river.
When are they going to the river?
They are going to speak about pollution.
When are they going to speak about pollution?
They are going to clean up the environment.
When are they going to do that?
Someone is going to speak.
When are they going to speak?
I don't know. Maybe after lunch.
There are going to be 4 or 5 speeches.
When?
Some in the morning and some in the afternoon.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительные. Биология.
Biology. Biology.
Демонстрация.
Demonstration. Demonstration.
Образование.
Education. Education.
Окружающая среда, среда обитания.
Environment. Environment.
История.
History. History.
Загрязнение.
Pollution. Pollution.
Местоимение. Кто-то.
Someone. Someone.
Каждый, все.
Everyone. Everyone.
Глаголы. Принимать участие в демонстрации.
Demonstrate. Demonstrate.
Загрязнять.
Pollute. Pollute.
Прилагательные. Начальный.
Elementary. Elementary.
Относящийся к окружающей среде.
Environmental. Environmental.
Идиомы. Возвращаться.
Come back. Come back.
Убирать, подбирать.
Clean up. Clean up.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 36-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке мы будем описывать внешность разных людей и отвечать на вопросы о себе. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Цвет.
Color.
Глаза.
Eyes.
Пища, продукты.
Food.
Волосы.
Hair.
Голова.
Head.
Купальный костюм.
Swimsuit.
Вода.
Water.
Черный.
Black.
Синий, голубой.
Blue.
Белокурый, светлый.
Blonde.
Коричневый.
Brown.
Шатенка о волосах.
Brown hair.
Карие о глазах.
Brown eyes.
Толстый.
Fat.
Маленький.
Small.
Коротышка, невысокого роста.
Short.
Поздний.
Late.
Хорошенький, прелестный.
Pretty.
Худой.
Thin.
Позднее, позже.
Later.
Двигать, двигаться.
Move.
Позади, сзади.
Behind.
Дорогие друзья, мы ждем ваших писем с отзывами и пожеланиями по поводу нашей программы. Пишите нам по адресу «Голос Америки», почтовый ящик 281, Вашингтон, округ Колумбия, почтовый индекс 20044, Соединенные Штаты Америки. Повторяю, «Голос Америки», почтовый ящик 281, Вашингтон, округ Колумбия, почтовый индекс 20044, Соединенные Штаты Америки. Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке» подошла к концу.